Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1353. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doegs Ben Rabar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rafur Shalemer of Full Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha, a Ma'abed tanning. Okay, so we were in the middle of talking about, we have been going through the last few shiurim, the salt water, making salt water, and how to go about doing it. We mentioned a little bit about the Seder in conjunction with Pesach and so on. Okay, I just want to move along and go, now we have pretty much a good idea as to what's going on. In the Malacha Ma'abed, we want to see some practical applications from some of the Sfarim, and see what cases come up, what we could do and what we can't do, and then we will go on from there. Okay, so the Sefer Lamates Malachis talks about an interesting concept, which we've discussed in various different Malachas on page 910 in the Malacha Ma'abed, and he says an interesting concept that we've spoken about. If when you do the opposite of the Malacha, right, the person does the opposite of the Malacha. For example, like we've spoken about in the Malach of Lush, it comes up a lot, kneading. So the way that Lush works, right, you put two ingredients together, something a liquid and a solid. Let's say, for example, like my baby, it's not always liquid and solid, but in general, you have, for example, like a baby cereal, right? There's certain baby cereals that as soon as you stop putting the water in or the liquid in and you have the cereal, it starts to become a mush, right? Or in general, that's the case. You put together a liquid and a solid, then it becomes a mush, and you put in a small amount of liquid, let's say, and you have a mush. Now, but the question, what comes up? So let's say somebody does it the opposite way. They already have their mixture that becomes the mush and the mixture and so on. Okay, it's fine. It's the mixture. Whatever was done, it's done. Let's say during the week. But now, when you start to make it looser, so that's we spoke about in Lush. Just to give an example, we'll get back to our Malacha Ma'abed and get the better understanding. When you have two different types of mixtures. You have a loose mixture, which is Aser Mid Rabbanan to make on Shabbos, which we spoke about those ins and outs, how to work it and how to do it with the various different type of shinuyim, change of ways of making it. So you have the loose mixture Aser Mid Rabbanan. Then you have the thick mixture, which is a dough type mixture. It doesn't flow or so on, which is Aser Min HaTorah, right? Okay, again, in conjunction how we spoke about to work with that. But now, if you loosen a mixture, now let's say a person has cereal, good, the cereal's made from Friday or whatever, but now I loosen it up, I'm pouring, it's already a done deal, this baby cereal or whatever, and now I'm making it looser and looser and looser. I'm putting in, let's say, in a case in time, that I make it looser, I put in a lot of liquids, and I'm just making it looser. Whatever the case might be, but that is much easier. I'm not going to say every single time it's okay, but it makes things much easier when you're making when you have the mixture and it's becoming looser and looser, and you're bedafka doing it the way you're doing it. You're putting in a lot of liquids and so on. There's still sometimes, I don't want to say across the board, but there are still sometimes that it could be problematic in various different situations. But the point being that is much easier as opposed to when you're doing it, let's say, for example, the first time and you're putting in liquids, putting in the solids, and now it's becoming a mass. It's becoming the mush or the mass or the food that you want to eat, and that's the malach of Lush, right? So whether it's a thick mixture or a thin mixture, that's Lush. But when you're doing it, you're making something thinner. Now, that's right. Let's say I put in so much liquid and I'll make it into like a drink. So that's fine. Before I had a mush and a mixture, and to do that on Shabbos, you can't make it, right? You can't put the solid with the liquid making a mush, right? Like a dough-like texture. But even not a dough-like texture, even like a baby cereal, these type of things. But now, if I put in, let's say, I put in a lot of liquid and I start to make it very loose and I even make it into a drink. So that is not Lush. Why? Because you're going the opposite way, right? Lush is putting the liquid and the solid together, and now you have one big mush, one big solid, one big edible food, like the baby cereal. I'm just giving an example. But when you make it into a drink, right, you start making it looser and looser and looser. You just keep on pouring a lot of water or whatever, and you make this, let's say, for example, the baby cereal into like basically a drink, you know. It's just I'm giving it a little bit of an extreme situation like this. We understand that is mutter. Sometimes it would still be problematic, but the bottom line is it's the opposite way. It's not the malacha. It's not lush. Lush is making something thicker and stronger, right? The thicker and stronger you make the mush, like the dough, like mush or whatever, the worse it is, and the closer you're coming basically to a deraisa, whereby making dough is a pure deraisa on Shabbos, right? So now, but if you go the opposite way and you just loosen it up, and then eventually you just have a drink, that's not lush. Why? Because that's I did the same action. I put in the water and I put in the whatever the solids, or maybe I didn't put in solids, but I kept on putting in liquids and I'm mixing it together, but I'm making it looser and looser and looser. So I'm really going the opposite way. I'm going away from the Isser as opposed to going towards the Isser. So the same thing brings down Sefer Lametes Malachas in conjunction with Ma'abed when it comes to salting foods, right? For example, if I have something, let's say I have a dressing. I want to put a dressing, let's say, onto a salad. And a person has a vegetable salad, and they add salt. They had salt and oil or whatever the case is, and they put in the salad dressing, right? And the salad dressing you get it aired right away. In other words, to put the salt in or whatever, this is already running into the problem of ma'abed. Again, we'll try and talk a little bit more about that. But let's say I do it in a way whereby I'm putting salad dressing and I'm weakening up the texture with the salt. In other words, what's the problem of ma'abed when I salt something, right? When I'm making something, I'm adding salt, or possibly vinegar or something of the like. So now I'm making it, this is part of the preservation, you know, preserving something like what we spoke about in the past. But if I start to put in, let's say, salad dressing, that's going to, and I add it in right away, so now the salad dressing acts as a dilution. It's going to dilute, says the Sefer Lametes Malachas on page 911, it's going to dilute the effect of the salt, for example, right? Thereby eliminating the appearance of pickling. So it's no more pickling. In other words, what's the whole problem of the tanning, right, of the ba'amed with food, but when somebody salts, because it looks like it's a pickling process. It looks like preserving and using the salt, and then therefore it's very similar to what was done in the Mishkan with preserving the skin. So, but if I'm doing something whereby I'm weakening the salt process, right, and putting in salad dressing right away on top of the salt and then the whole story, so now I'm actually going away. I'm making it weaker. So making it weaker, I'm going away from the Isser, like we discussed before in Lush, as opposed to going towards the Isser. Okay, so now with that understanding, I just want to explain what the Sefer Lametes Malachas brings down the case, and it's very applicable case, which comes up very often, pretty much almost every Shabbos. Many people eat salads, and especially warmer weather, and shalashudas, and so on. They want to know how to work with it as far as salt goes, as far as salad dressing goes, and the like. Okay, so he says like this, salting, again on page 910, salting is permitted if other ingredients are added. Let's say I have a salad, for example, right? And then the salting will be permitted, he brings down, if other ingredients are added that will compromise the effect of the salt and render it unsuitable for pickling purposes. As it is obvious that it does not resemble the process of pickling and preserving. And if it doesn't resemble the process of pickling and preserving, then what's the problem? It's not ma'abed. Okay, so just to read the case that he brings out, I mentioned before vinegar. It's not a question of salt. It's not a question of vinegar. Vinegar is the opposite. Vinegar actually helps. We'll see how he brings down he brings a case from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it in Sifkatan Yudalit over there in our Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. So the case he brings, says in the Sefer Lametes Malachas, when making a vegetable salad, right? Making a vegetable salad is problematic in various different ways. You have to know other things. Yeah, it could be a problem of toichein, grinding, cutting vegetables very small. There's problems of borer, peeling vegetables, and so on. But assuming everything was done the right way, now the only issue is I have left is the salting part. You know, what do I do with that? With the salting, we know it's a problem. The salt, how do I do, what do I work with the salting parts? He says, we're making, again, quoting from the Mishnah Berurah, he does, we're making a vegetable salad. One may add salt. You could add the salt if oil, vinegar, or similarly salad dressing, for example, right? You put in oil, you put in vinegar, or salad dressing. You don't need all of them, or either one will be added right away. But you have to add it in right away because why? In other words, the point is over here, the Mishnah Berurah talks about not to put in the salt and just let it sit. That's already a problem of pickling. That's where the problem arises. But over here, I'm putting in the salt, I'm putting in the oil, I'm putting in the vinegar, and similarly salad dressings, he says, will be, and it's all going to be added in right away together, because the salad dressings is going to dilute the effect of the salt, thereby eliminating the appearance of pickling. Again, it's going the other way. It's diluting it. It's making it weaker. So therefore, it's not very similar. It's not similar to the malacha of ma'abed. And then to go ahead and mix the salad, that's not a problem. That's not lush. Mixing, you know, pieces is not lush. Lush is when you make putting a liquid and solid pieces together, making it into one big bush. Over here, you just have pieces of whatever, lettuce and tomatoes or whatever it is. So that mixing that, that's not the issue. That's not a problem at all. But that's how one has to go about salting. And similarly, one may add salt to a bowl of vegetable soup because the soup dilutes. This is a different thing. So over there by the vegetables, it's worse. That's more of a problem. So if you add all these things together, again, you don't have to do either one. You could add oil or you could add, that's what he said, salt, if oil, vinegar, or salad dressing is added right away, so then that's fine. The same thing he brings down, again, we want to show how it dilutes the salt and it doesn't make it worse, it makes it better because you're going away from the problem. Similarly, one may add salt to a bowl of vegetable soup. I have a bowl of vegetable soup, I need some salt. What do you mean? That's pickling, that's mabit. No, it's no problem. Why? Because the soup dilutes the effect of the salt. That's how he brings it down. The soup dilutes the effect of the salt, and also because the vegetables were previously cooked. That's another way to look at it. We spoke about the cooked vegetables are much easier also. But the bottom line is, over here, similarly, one may add a salt to a bowl of vegetable soup because the soup dilutes the effect of the salt. And thereby, it's the opposite of ma'abed. It's not going towards it. It's going away. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.